Welcome back to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. Currently, we are working through our Getting Started series, which helps a new Christian know how to get started in their Christian walk. Today, Pastor Leake, the question for you is, how should we pray?
You know, we talked last time about reading the Bible, just like you said, and that's how God talks to us. God speaks to us through the Bible, but we need to learn to talk to Him also, don't we? And that's what prayer is. A definition for prayer is talking to God. And how do you talk to God? Well, God's a great being. He's in the heavens and He's all powerful. He has our future in His hands. So we need to talk to Him very reverently and with a lot of respect. And we also need to trust Him. We need to believe that He's there, that He loves us, that He knows what's going on in our lives even before we ask Him things. We need to know that He wants us to ask Him things. Jesus taught His disciples, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. So we need to learn to do that. We need to learn to ask and seek and knock. And one of the things you want to do is just start praying for your family and their needs. Pray for your friends. If you're at a church, they may have a prayer sheet or prayer requests, and pick that up and begin praying for them. Pray for yourself to grow. Pray for yourself to understand what's in the Bible. And as you're praying, you'll realize that you're more of a sinner than you even realized before when you came to faith in Jesus. So you're going to want to do what's called confessing your sin. And the great thing about it is you can confess your sin directly to God. You don't need to go to someone else. You just tell God how you failed and what your bad attitudes were and what you did that was wrong. And then also as you're doing that, give thanks to Him for His forgiveness. Thank Him for the clothes that you have, for the food that you eat. Thank Him for all the things that are in your life. And don't forget to praise Him. You might want to even sing a song to Him during times of prayer. But make those petitions. I like to write down my petitions, Laura. I like to write them down so I can remember what I prayed for. So I take my petitions and my requests to God very seriously. And that way I can look back and see how God has answered them. And that's exciting when He answers prayer. That just builds my faith. And then I want to pray more and more, you know?
So that's a good model for us to follow if we are talking to God and we're sharing our personal life with Him and we're interacting with Him personally. But is there anything scripturally for our basis, anything specific we're supposed to pray?
Yeah, as you're reading in the Gospel of John, you might find some things in there that you'd like to praise God for. Or as you're reading in the book of James, you might realize, I need to pray for what that book tells me to do, to control my tongue and to not be angry. So as you're reading the Bible, it will teach you the things that you need to pray back to God. God likes to hear His own word prayed back to Him. And so the Bible becomes the guideline for you to know how to pray. What should I be asking? You go to the Bible and you see the prayers of great men or the prayers of the Apostle Paul, or even that prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. We call it the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you know I'm supposed to be asking God for His kingdom to come and for His will to be done. And that serves not as something we're going to chant back to God, but as a model so we know exactly how to pray.
Well, that's new to me, to think of the Lord's Prayer as not something we just chant, but more as a model. And it's interesting, in the Lord's Prayer, it's a sincere prayer. There's confession of sin, like you talked about, and thanksgiving, making petition, and praying scripturally. It really is a good model for us.
Exactly. The person that is praying needs to pray truly from their heart, and then also pray the truth of God back to God.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.